So CISA came up out of a desire to raise the bar of education in Canada.
Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty Babble. Today, we're talking about spa and aesthetic associations, and we're joined by Meredith Thompson. Meredith is a spa consultant, educator, and vice president for the Canadian Aesthetics and Spa Association. Meredith, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't you start off with telling us a little bit about your journey, where you began and how you ended up where you are today over the years?
It seems like everybody gets to this industry a little bit differently, I feel. So I got into this industry because of what I felt it was going to offer me at the time. In my early 20s, I'd already started a corporate career with a big organization that had like 30,000 people in it, just in Canada, not including your people in other countries. And it offered me a lot that was good and great. But I saw that it offered me some things that were just maybe not my priority at the time. And I saw in the beauty industry a flexibility that I was going to be able to take advantage of as my life evolved over time. So that's why I got into it. And, you know, there are so many places you can take a career in aesthetics and spa if you can roll with the punches and take advantage of opportunities that present themselves and ones that you can create for yourself. So I took advantage of that because that's what I needed. And I really saw it in this industry. And I stayed for so long, I think, for different reasons than I initially got into it. The flexibility, even though that's great, it just became less of a big deal in my life. But I did find myself using all of my background, all my education, all of my talents. And so it just became a very challenging and fulfilling job, very fulfilling career. I use a lot of what I've ever learned, and I get to express a lot of my little interests too. There seems to be a place for everybody in this industry. I was able to construct and put together a career out of various opportunities that I had that was just right for me. And I think that being in that space helped me know myself better, what I really wanted in my career, what I really valued. And I don't think that my previous career path would have provided that for me had I gone back.
Can you tell us a little bit when you say it your expertise or the things that you learned it helped develop into? Can you give examples of things that you've done?
Well, I have a background in the sciences. My degree is in cellular microbial molecular biology, which is very applicable to our industry. And I was an entrepreneur. I had a small boutique beauty salon and spa in for a decade, you know, had a couple of employees, and I have a lot of education in the industry, some postgraduate skills, as well as, you know, all the basic skills. I like to be creative, and I'm interested in business and business topics, and I'm interested in culture. And so where I ended up being in this industry uses so much of what I'm good at and so much of what I do. And had I been good at other things, I think I would have been able to find just as fulfilling of a place in the industry if I had been even a very different person. So this industry satisfies my intense curiosity for the world. I think there is so much to learn in this industry, depending on what you're interested in and what you're good at. And I feel that most people can find a place here.
I love that intense curiosity. That does lead to a lot, doesn't it? So we did ask you to come join us to talk a little bit more about associations. So CISA specifically, if you tell us how that started and what brought you to, I guess, starting an association, because that's no small task, because it's Canada-wide.
It is. So CISA came up out of a desire to raise the bar of education in Canada. We noted that there were a lot of provincial associations, and some of them are doing a great job where they are, but we noted a lack of recognizable national bodies that where education specifically was the focus. So that's really how we started, as a group of, you know, several like-minded individuals in this industry who had, you know, good connections to other bodies as well as others in the industry who were like-minded. And so we had a really good launching pad for being able to fulfill that role in Canada, we felt.
And I just want to clarify for our listeners, when you say CISA, you're referring to the Canadian Aesthetic and Spa Association.
That's right.
CISA is much easier to get out. Can you give us, like, that's a little bit of how it started. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, what is it?
Okay. So CISA, like I said, really wants, like I said, wants to promote great education in our industry in Canada. And we believe in certain ways. We're promoting certain ways to do that. One of them is CEDESCO. So maybe I'll start with that because CEDESCO is a big, important part of the Canadian Aesthetic and Spa Association. So CEDESCO is an internationally recognized awarding body, meaning that rather than being a school itself, it awards qualifications to those who pass its exams. So schools and students of schools that are approved CEDESCO training centers can challenge CEDESCO examinations in various fields of study. And that way they have credentials that many jurisdictions around the world will recognize and trust as being of a high standard of assessment, not only having the credentials from their school, so they have something else as well. So CEDESCO qualifications will appeal to beauty, aesthetics, spa students who want more in-depth education, which is one of the reasons why we really highly support CEDESCO at the Canadian Aesthetic and Spa Association. People who are not just satisfied with learning what to do and what not to do, but really want to go into the depths of why. So individuals who are thinkers and doers at the same time. So they get satisfaction from the educational process itself. Being in a CEDESCO program is very satisfying even before you get into the industry for an individual like that. So as well as leaving with very solid, your education with very, very solid credentials. And then employers love CEDESCO around the world because they know what it means for the competence of their staff. And especially if the business serves an international clientele and has staff from many different countries, think about the big hotel chains, beautiful with beautiful spas. And we have them in the major tourism destinations all over Canada. Avid spa goers who are really into that lifestyle, they know CEDESCO. And if they travel, they look for CEDESCO certified personnel because they trust that person to deliver safe and effective, thoughtful treatments, even if they don't know what the standards of that place are usually like. So CISA became CEDESCO's Canada section. So Canada has, or CEDESCO rather, has chapters in many different countries. And the local chapter of CEDESCO is called a section, and national sections organize CEDESCO graduate schools, beauty salons and spas. They will hold a body of members and they'll help support CEDESCO education in that country. So because of what we want to do, we thought we were a natural fit with CEDESCO. And so the Canadian Aesthetic and Spa Association, or CISA, is CEDESCO's Canadian section. So we also have a seat at the table at the CEDESCO General Assembly, and that's an annual meeting where all of the national sections discuss the policy and direction of CEDESCO. And because CEDESCO is so respected around the world, the direction that CEDESCO takes in certain areas of study has this ripple effect in the global industry. And so it's very exciting to be a part of.
How long ago did you start this? Sorry.
We incorporated in 2021 and we became active more in 2022 as the pandemic was starting to wind down. But we have been recognized by CEDESCO as their section in 2021. But I think most people would have started to have heard about us in 2022.
I was looking through the website for CISA just to get a better idea of what it is. And so you have memberships. People can become members of the association. And there's like individual members, you've got student memberships. different types of membership. What is the benefit of being a member?
Well, there's some immediate benefits, but there's also some, you know, long-term benefits. I think that being part of a good association gives you a sense of being connected to something big. The reputation of that association and how they active they are in their industry, that's going to facilitate that. So CISA brings, you know, internationally important education to Canada. That's no small endeavor all by itself. We work with schools who want to be involved in that and walk kind of alongside them to get them involved. And then for spas and aesthetic salons, you know, we provide a way for them to be attached and associated to an internationally regarded brand, a recognized leader everywhere. And then professionals, they find themselves in this community where there are others that want what they want for the industry, where they can get information and they feel like they are contributing to raising that bar of what well-educated people in our industry look like in Canada, what they know, and, you know, what they're capable of. I think that all of us in CISA want to move Canada closer to being one of those highly regarded producers of top tier, sought after practitioners that other jurisdictions in the world enjoy more than we do now. Their reputation precedes them, and we want that for Canada. And I think that we all want that. But you pointed out we have a lot of membership levels, tiers, and CIDESCO doesn't appeal to absolutely everyone. It's not what every practitioner or school or spa salon finds attractive. And so we have a lot of different types of membership. You can be a CISA member, you can be a CIDESCO member, depending on what you qualify for. And we even, like you said, we have special membership for students. So the details of what you have to have to qualify for our different types of membership, they're all on the CISA Canada website. But we want to be a place where everyone, not only those who are involved with CIDESCO, can come to be a part of this movement.
I love that. Just a note about associations, like I'm a communications professional and I'm part of the International Association of Communications Professionals. And I just find it like, it's that sense of community, your sense of belonging, and a place to turn to when you have questions or need resources. And this to me sounds what you're providing for estheticians in Canada.
Yeah, there's some more immediate benefits other than what I've just talked about. You know, there's, like you said, access to information. We provide industry webinars, and membership gets you discounts on things that as a practitioner or industry business you might need, like supplies, continuing education courses, advertising. So we feel that you get a lot of out of a membership with CISA. You know, rather, we don't just take your fee and do nothing with it. So we want to be active for our members and really give them value for being together with us in what we're trying to do.
So a question, because I know on your website you have the two types of memberships, which you talked about was the CISA membership and then CIDESCO. Either one will give you the same benefits, or if you're a CIDESCO certified person, you would have that section, or would you have the CISA, just to explain the differences? Yeah. CISA, I guess you could say, versus CIDESCO.
So whether you're a CISA individual or CIDESCO individual, and then same with salons and spas and schools, you get the same benefits from CISA. Okay. Now CIDESCO, if you qualify to be a CIDESCO member, CIDESCO offers their own benefits as well. So for example, they periodically hold an International World Congress, which is a very exciting event where we get together with people from other national sections. The last one was in Bali. It was fabulous. You know, I've been to Chicago, Stockholm, attending Congress. So those are fun events. And, you know, they have their own, you know, webinars and information. And of course, they have all the qualifications that they offer and can connect you, you know, to the right school. And we can help you with that as well. So as far as CISA is concerned, no matter what membership tier of ours you belong to, it's very similar benefits, whether you're, say, a CISA individual or a CIDESCO individual. And then the schools have different things that are useful for them in their benefits package.
So you don't need to have both per se.
No, you don't. Yeah. But if you're a Sodesco member, you're automatically a CISA member.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. Yeah. Understand now. Yeah, that's interesting. What is some of the feedback that you have been getting over the last few years as you've been growing?
Feedback regarding us specifically?
What have you noticed? Yeah, I guess let's take it from your side. What have you noticed starting this association? Maybe the questions or how it's helped others to be a part of the association?
Okay. A couple of things that stand out would be just a lot of people express a lack of standards that are consistent. Okay. So you get the good, bad, and the ugly, so to speak, as the adage goes. And I think that that frustrates a lot of us in the industry. And we see other jurisdictions who have national frameworks, for example, where, you know, there is someone in authority is saying, this is what everyone in this industry needs to know and how they need to be assessed. And so in our area, this is what you can know, these people know. Okay. We don't have anything like that. Our country works as almost, you know, a grouping of almost little countries that run themselves. And we all have our own individual rules, and our neighbors to the south are very much like that as well. Other countries aren't like that. It's much easier to say, everyone do it like this. And that's just not, it's not easy to do that here. Not only is it easy, arguably it's not feasible just with government and all that kind of stuff. So there, we feel that one of the answers for that though is something like the Sodesco, which is international. And there are countries that use Sodesco's syllabi and qualifications as their framework. So there are huge organizations where Sodesco is the top, that's what they want. You know, a national framework or Sodesco is what they actually want to even be a part of their organization, because they recognize what it stands for, the level of education that it stands for. And so it's a great substitute for having a, you know, countrywide framework that might be, you know, put out by the government. This is a really great substitute for that, because it also allows for enough flexibility, you know, that schools can still feel that they're doing it in a way that I think reflects their values, and people can find, you know, a school that really fits really well with them. But they can get these very regarded credentials that are recognized and really stand for something.
I know Dreen and I were talking about this subject before asking you to join us, and we thought what our listeners would want to hear about this, or why they'd want to hear it. And, you know, I brought up how you mentioned even that this industry has a lot of different levels and degrees of education and training. And when I had my spa, I utilized the fact, well, one in BC, that's going back a long time ago, it was licensed. So I held my license, and I knew that Alberta didn't have a license. So I used that. And I think this is something that people can look at, and how to differentiate themselves is educating their clients and the people around them, and tell them to tell others. If you want to set yourself apart, these are ways you can do it. So you don't have a Sodesco diploma. That's okay. I mean, maybe this is something you can look at challenging if you're listening to this right now. But what are the other things you can do in the meantime to set yourself apart? Because we are a very, what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of people have gotten into this industry all over the world, I guess you could say, and taking these little courses, not understanding the differences of why one would be so different than the other. They only see cost usually. They're not looking at time and who's teaching and experience and all those things. But I think that's something to look at. You know, if you do have Sodesco, hopefully they've been taught to put that up on their wall. But if you don't have Sodesco, this is another opportunity for you to look at to set yourself apart from the others and your competitors, if you're wanting to up level your, I guess, the lens of people watching you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think especially people who have businesses in the industry, you know, CISA gives you a platform, I think, to, you know, showcase yourself, and that you are part of the community of spa, aesthetics and spa in the country, and kind of, you know, be associated with a group that is really wanting to do something and that stands for something, right? It declares, I think, to everyone what you stand for in this industry. And if being the best and having, you know, the good professional reputation, and you support excellent education, you know, CISA, being associated with CISA is something that's going to declare that, because that's what we stand for and will always stand for.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't know if there's any more you want to add or ask, Doreen.
Oh, I think like we had talked before, I think it's great to have that, setting the bar, setting that standard. And we talked about, like, you know, hairstylists get licensed, but some provinces there is, but for aesthetics, we don't have that. And we don't have that across the board. And there's a lot of people who, when they're going to get education, wouldn't know that there's different standards, like you were saying.
I think it's only Manitoba and is it Nova Scotia? Correct me, I can't remember, that are licensed.
I know that in Manitoba, we are recognized as a trade, a registered trade, and, right, it's mandatory. And then in Saskatchewan, they are as well, but it's voluntary. You don't have to challenge the exams for that. In Nova Scotia, there is a body there that does kind of help to maintain standards of education and schools and that kind of thing. But I'm not sure if it's technically a registered trade in Nova Scotia, but in Saskatchewan and in Manitoba, it definitely is. So in those provinces, there's, you know, someone keeping an eye and looking. But to connect everyone nationally, have something that everybody can be involved in, you know, I think that for unity and standardization, you know, standardization of practice, but still allowing creativity and flexibility in our craft, I think that that's something that CISA offers and CIDESCO offers, because I think it meshes very well. In fact, I know some of the people involved in the Saskatchewan effort to get what they have there as far as trade recognition, etc. And I've met some people in Manitoba too who are also, you know, CIDESCO diplomats. So they go very well together. You know, anyone in Canada who's been wanting to raise that bar and to raise the standard, generally speaking, for everybody, whether you become involved with CIDESCO or not, just raise the expectation across the board, I think sees the value in what CIDESCO and has to offer for people. So, yeah.
Excellent. So Canadian Aesthetics and Spa Association, Canada-wide, recognized nationally, is your place to go and inquire. Doreen's going to put that information with this so you can inquire there. Otherwise, you can go to their website, which is Canadian Aesthetics and Spa Association. Thank you so much, Meredith, for joining us today.
Yeah, the URL is cisacanada.ca.
Perfect.
Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.